We're at Fringe Central several days before the official start of Edinburgh Fringe 2019. I'm joined by
Jack Fairs
and
Natasha Granger.
Now, to say this is a historical piece would be a bit of an exaggeration, because it's going back a long, long way to a bit of children's theatre at the Fringe from a company that knows how to create children's theatre. So can you give us a little bit of background about the company before we hear about this show, Natasha?
So we're Theatre Fiddery Fiderar. We're an Anglo-Swiss company. We create children's theatre for 3+ age group. And this is actually our third Fringe. We've come up with two other shows before. And we like to think we're slightly different. We use puppetry in a slightly different way, as they're more soft toys. And we almost try to mimic the idea of children's play with their own animals. So, yeah, we find that makes them really relate to us.
Yeah, and your kind of Anglo-Swiss connection was that this originally began, didn't it, with a story that you all loved as a family.
Yes.
And then realised the dream of bringing it and adapting it for the stage.
Yeah, that's right. We started with a book called Pitchy the Kitten with Dreams, which was written in the 40s in Switzerland. And my mum's Swiss, and actually it's a bit of a family company. So me and my sister grew up reading that story. My mum grew up reading that story. So it was such an amazing thing to be able to bring it to the stage and bring it to a modern audience as well.
So Dad Colin Granger's written, directed. Marina Cobbler, your mum, has made the costumes. You're the performer. So before I ask you, I'm going to ask you, what's it like working in, hopefully I won't say the shadow of a family like that?
It's actually really fun. Obviously, I got to know the family before working with them, so this is the first time I've worked with the company. And it's quite an interesting experience in the rehearsal room, particularly with Colin and Tashi, because sometimes they have strong disagreements about how the show should go or how a certain scene should go. And you can see them hold off initially, perhaps both of them looking to me for someone to agree with, and I just almost step back and let them get on with it and solve their problems between them, and it actually works out usually pretty well in the ending.
Because you don't want to set a precedent, do you?
No, yeah. If I side with one to begin with, I think that's me done. I have to stick with that side for the rest of the rehearsal period.
But I guess there is a danger then you're too quiet. I mean, how do you creatively input? Because you're one of the main characters in it, just the two of you.
I still find it easy. They're a great company to work with. Easy to throw in ideas and suggestions, and I'm quite happy to be batted back down and try another idea straight away. And sometimes because it's a family company, you can discuss for a long time afterwards, whereas in a traditional company you may rehearsals end and that's it till the next day. You can still bring up an idea when it comes to you, perhaps that evening or next morning. Yeah. When you're not in the rehearsal room.
Now this piece is called
Og and Ug and Dog.
Okay, so tell me about Og, Ug and Dog.
So Og and Ug and Dog takes us back 10,000 years ago, and it's all about the domestication of wolves, turning them into dogs basically over years and years. And we're taking us back to 10,000 years ago with these two characters, Og and Ug. Now they're hunter-gatherers, and they pal up with the wolves and they invent the world's first dog.
And then?
No spoilers. Yeah. ... the future.
So is this a piece for all age groups? I mean, we talk about family. Is it 15-year-olds, 3-year-olds? What's the kind of range here?
Yeah, it's definitely a family show. We've marketed it as 3+, but really there's a lot of things in there for the adults. I mean, when we did our previews, everyone was laughing. Kids were really getting involved and the adults were as well. So, yeah, for anyone really.
And in terms of the style of this then, it's not just a straight story, is it? There is interaction?
There's a lot of interaction, yeah. In all our theatre, we always want to make sure that there's something happening every few minutes for the children to get involved in, and also to get just to keep them engaged. So, yeah, a lot of interaction.
When I saw Pitchy, that show, I remember coming to what I think was a wrong judgment, and I'm glad I did. And what it was is, I nearly wrote when I was reviewing it, this is quite televisual. And then I realised, no, television is quite this. This probably preceded it. What is that kind of brand of accessible children's theatre that you did that I think television took it, maybe in a garish way with colours and, you know, very direct kind of stuff and cuddly toys, but that was around in simple storytelling before television, wasn't it?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Like, especially with Pitchy and with our last show, Oscar, They were for the really a lot younger kids, so 2+. We even had babies in there really enjoying it. And it was because of that gentle style of narration, which I think has come through to children and, come through to children's TV. I think probably, you're right, it's gone a bit more garish, but it is that simple storytelling. This show, Ogonog and Dog, is slightly different. It has got more character, because now there's two of us in the show, there's more character interaction in there. So that style of narration has gone slightly, but we still wanted to keep it gentle for the children to enjoy.
And it has faith in the children being children. It doesn't, you know, address them as little adults, does it?
Yeah, exactly. We really just try and celebrate that play of children, the really innocent fun that they can have.
How do you... You play who? Was it Og or Ug?
Ug.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, it sounds very pretentious, but seriously, for children to believe something, they'll bring a lot of their imagination, but it won't be good if you're not convincing either. How do you bring Ug to life as an actor?
I think you almost have to think in a similar way to the child might think. So the great thing about these characters, both of them, is they're quite, you might say, simple, for want of a better word, but actually what they're doing is what they're doing at the time. But it's something the kids can kind of engage with. So the kids... immediately they're on your side, so you don't have to push the character. They'll understand the character as maybe something they might pretend to be at home. So there's an element of, when you're preparing for it, thinking in simplistic, childlike terms.
And then you've done this before. How do you draw that balance between being an actor and a storyteller?
I think that's all down to character. I think a storyteller tells a story and with characters along the way, whereas the really important thing for this, I think, is that we have the base is all from the character and that they've got that human element, the character, so that the children can relate to it and also entertain them rather than just storytelling.
And having a dad as a director and a writer, you know, I guess, is there a danger that you don't know whether you're talking to dad or director or writer? Has that been made clear in the rehearsal process?
No, definitely. I would say the lines are blurred, definitely. So,
are you getting this, Dad?
Yes. Sorry, Colin. But sometimes it is hard to remember that, oh, this is the director, not just your dad. Obviously, you sometimes can kind of go back to teen mode where everything they say just winds you right up. Yeah. But generally, we work together really well. Also, we really enjoy that kind of back and forward as well. And that's become kind of part of how we do our rehearsals, so yeah, it's all enjoyable.
And, yeah, having seen your work before, there's not a dysfunction here in the final product, is there?
No, well, hopefully not.
No, there isn't. Just in terms of then the script and so on, I'm just interested, we don't have Colin with us, but was that script pretty much finished and then you rehearsed it, or did it get changed in the rehearsal room?
He kind of had a really good first draft, and then the great thing about working with him is he doesn't just kind of bring you a script and that's the end, or he's really open to our ideas, and also Marina's ideas as well. We all have a lot of experience in children's theatre, so we all bring something to the table. And then we kind of developed the script in rehearsals, we did some previews, and we went back to the drawing board, really changed up some scenes as well. So yeah, it still even is developing today, and I think it still will throughout this run.
And then as an actor, you know, where's the line between just, this is just fun, so I have to do a serious job of work here?
I don't think I've got to the point of doing a serious job yet. It feels like it's all fun so far. I'm sure that'll change tomorrow, but it really is. Yeah, there's always that initial thing before the actual show starts of thinking, here we go, there's an audience. Is what we've been doing and playing at for however many weeks going to work? But then as soon as the kids started watching these previews, you start bouncing off them. You see these smiling faces, these laughing children. You think, This is a winner, this is going to work. And it really feeds your enjoyment from the performance point of view as well.
Dogs are very intelligent. What would dogs think if they were in the audience?
They'd think, 5 stars, baby.
I'm going to ask that again. Come on, I mean, I'm just in terms of watching it, in terms of what are people going to get, but also dogs.
Dogs, I think they really enjoy it. It's about their ancestry, really. So it must, I don't know, I can only imagine that they would think it's great. They'd find it really interesting to find out that they all came from a wolf, which... as you can imagine, if you were a Chihuahua, you'd think you're pretty far away from the old grey wolf.
And finally then, what's your invitation for people to come and see it?
I'd say it's a fun, packed show with puppetry, songs, interaction that will keep you entertained, as well as telling you a bit about the history of dogs and wolves from thousands and thousands of years ago.
Thank you both for talking to Fringe Review.